Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, Emma is a young girl who went on a school field trip to see an art exhibit with pieces by Picasso. And on the way home, she was inspired to make her own art. She wanted to do something beyond spectacular, as she put it. But she didn't know what. Then she had an idea. Draw God. She grabbed her brightest yellow crayon and drew a great big sun, because God is light. As she said, "It was so dazzling and radiant, my cheeks throbbed. Its rays were so long that they poked at my heart." Well, when she took it to school the next day to show her best friend Peter, he didn't see God. He just saw a big yellow sun. And so Emma tried again. This time, she grabbed a brown crayon and drew a huge loaf of bread. As she said, "It was the bread my mother bakes that makes me feel all warm and tingly inside when I eat it. My mother says that bread reminds her of God's grace." So the next day, she took this drawing to school and showed her friend, but her friend said, "Emma, that's not God. That's a loaf of bread." Well, Emma wanted to argue, but she thought she'd try one more time. For her third drawing, she picked out a red crayon, and she drew a huge heart. She said, "I colored it so hard my crayon disappeared. My heart was thump, thump, thumping. I knew, absolutely positively, I had drawn God. Even Picasso would agree." Oh, and she took it to show her friends. Once again, they said, "That's not God. That's a heart, Emma." Well, Emma wanted to jump up and say, "God is love!" But she didn't. Instead, she just tucked the drawing in her backpack, and as she walked home from school that day, she said that everything felt heavy. By the end of the week, it seemed like everybody at school knew that Emma was the girl who drew pictures of God. She was just waiting for them to laugh at her. But on Monday, something remarkable happened. Everyone else was drawing pictures of God too. And all the pictures looked different. This is the story of the book called Drawing God by Karen Kiefer, published in October of 2019. Inspired by her own daughter, Emma, Karen wrote this book as a way to help kids and adults think about their images of God. So if you were asked to draw God, what would you draw? Would you draw a sun? Or a loaf of bread? Or a heart? Would you draw an old man with a white beard like Michelangelo did on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? Would you draw Jesus? In connection with this book, there is an online museum showcasing kids' artwork about how they see God. Go to drawing-god.com and click on Museum. It's not just a slideshow of pictures, it's actually an interactive exhibit that looks like you're really walking through a museum. You just click your way around the room to see the different pieces. Well, in this collection of how kids see God, there are all sorts of drawings. There are drawings of people and flowers and hearts and some abstract pieces. And one of my favorites was an ice cream cone. I think the fact that ice cream exists is definitely a sign that God loves us. But one serious piece near the end of the exhibit that caught my eye was a drawing of a doctor next to a hospital bed. There are two big arms wrapped around both of them. And the caption said, "You're in God's hands." It's fascinating to think about what our images of God are. And today's gospel reading makes us think about that too. Although often called the story of the sheep and the goats, it's really the story of the surprising king. I say that because the image of the goats and the sheep disappears after the first few verses. But the image of the king continues throughout the whole story. And so it makes sense why this is the gospel reading for Christ the King Sunday. That is one way people see Christ, as king. And so maybe their drawing of a king would be someone sitting on a throne with a big crown on his head. But the thing is, that's not the main image of the king in this story. That's the big twist here. The king doesn't appear like we think he should. Just like how Emma's friends didn't see God in her pictures of a son or a loaf of bread or a heart, so here, the king doesn't show up the way we would expect him to either. So go back to the story. The king separates people into two groups, like separating sheep and goats. He tells both groups that he appeared to them, not in royal robes and in some big fancy castle, but instead in people who were in need. He is in those who were hungry and thirsty, and a stranger and sick and naked and in prison. And both groups are surprised by this. Right, like Emma's friends, they might say, that's not a king. That's a poor person, or a hungry person, or a sick person. But even though both groups are surprised, they're surprised in different ways. The ones in the sheep group just lived their lives serving people. They took care of them because that's what you do. They didn't think, oh, I'm serving Jesus when I do this, even though that is who they were serving. On the other hand, the people in the goat group wanted to serve Jesus, but they had certain ideas about what he should be like. Right? If they had known it was him, then of course they would have helped. But that's not how it works. Think of it this way. On the morning of January 12th of 2007, a man stood in a Washington, D.C. subway station during the morning rush hour. On this cold winter morning, he took his violin out and laid his case open in front of him. He stood there and played for about 45 minutes as thousands of people went by him on their way to work. Only about 6 people stopped to listen to him. He collected only $32 in tips. And when he was done, there was no applause or recognition. Nobody cheered or thanked him. He just seemed like your average street performer. But this violinist was actually Joshua Bell, a world-renowned performer who had just played 6 Bach pieces on a violin worth $3.5 million.
Yep. I don't know that guy.
2 days before, he had played to a sold-out theater in Boston, where the seats went for an average of $100 each. Bell's performance in the subway station was a social experiment arranged by the Washington Post. If he was playing in a theater where people were expecting him to show up, then they would have paid close attention. But when he was there in the subway station, incognito, and playing for free, very few people noticed. The goats would have gone to see him in the theater, of course. But they passed him by on the subway. The sheep were the ones who stopped to listen to him that day. Well, in one sense, of course, we already know all of this, right? We know that God shows up to us in ways we don't expect. But perhaps now that has become our expectation. Right? In other words, in the days of the Bible, people didn't think that God would show up to them and those who were hungry and poor and sick and naked and in prison. But today we know that. That's why we take care of people and do social justice and all that good stuff. So how does God really surprise us today? Well, maybe it's in the telemarketer who barely gets 5 words out before you hang up on them. Maybe it's in the person who refuses to wear a mask. Maybe it's in the politician you don't agree with. There are still so many ways that God surprises us today. Everyone you meet, everyone you see, everyone you pass by is someone Jesus identifies with. It's not just the obvious people. So there are times that we recognize Jesus in others, and there are times that we don't. But aside from be nice to your neighbor and work for social justice, where's the good news here? Well, let's remember that this story comes right after the one we heard last week. The one about the generous master who gave out all those talents. By using those talents, the first two slaves experienced the joy that the master had for them. The third one didn't. But the master still gave the talents to all of them. In the same way, in this parable, the king shows up to all the people, whether they were paying attention to him or not. Joshua Bell kept playing his violin in the subway station, even if hardly anyone stopped to listen to him. Those who did, though, got to experience the joy of hearing him. So don't worry about thinking if you're a sheep or a goat or if you're on the right side or the left, because we are both groups from time to time. Instead, remember that the king comes to us in surprising ways. He comes to you whether you're paying attention or not. God is right around you. Look at the people next to you. Look at those you see on video chat or the people you see on TV. And especially, look at the person who stares back at you from the mirror. God is present there too. And that person needs your love as well. So if you had to draw a picture of God, maybe it would be a sun or a loaf of bread or a heart. Maybe it would be an ice cream cone or some big arms wrapped around a doctor standing next to a hospital bed. Maybe it would be a musician in the subway, or maybe it would be the people around you, or even a self-portrait. How do we see God? In any number of ways. We are not God, but God sure surprises us by coming to us in everyday people. That's why Christ is king. Because the king surprises us and shows up in ways we would never expect. Let's see if you can draw that. In the name of the one who always surprises us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.